Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, a couple of quick things. First of all, I'd like to welcome a brand new sponsor to the podcast, Man to Man Soap. You might be a little familiar with the owner. It happens to be Brandon. But with Man to Man Soap, men are now realizing they can start taking care of themselves, mentally and physically. You too should wake up and take care of the skin that is screaming for nourishment. Man to Man Soap is made with natural oils and earthy scents to help you stay grounded. Using our soap will be the part of the day you will look forward to the most. Get your hands on our most popular bars like Dragon's Blood and Black Tea. Visit mantomansoap.com to get yours now. Upcoming bars include Spicy Orange and Anise with Deer's Tongue. Mantomansoap.com. And thank you for that. Also, before we get started with the episode, definitely want to make sure you guys swing on by the Cracked Brain YouTube channel. It is Scare Stefan month, and we've definitely been having some good fun. So last week we had Distraint. This week, I believe, I cannot remember what we were doing, but definitely have a whole lot of fun. And then we just got finished recording another game, Homesick. Yeah, we definitely have a whole lot of fun. So if you guys really want to be able to go and see some fun gameplay and possibly get see me get the crap scared out of them, definitely swing by for the rest of the month. So, yep. Now getting on to today's episode, you've got myself, Brandon, and Mason. We're coming back after a little bit of a hiatus. We kind of go into it. Life kind of crept up on all of us, and some new things are going on with each and every one of us. So felt good to be able to sit back, kind of talk about some stuff, and always have a little bit of fun. So let's get started with today's episode, Kamehamehehe of the Crack Brain Podcast. Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of the Cracked Brain Podcast. It's been a while. Brandon's being a jerk over on Discord.
We're all alive. I'm so excited.
We're alive. I don't even know what to say to people when I say, like, okay, we took another unexpected hiatus, mainly just because of being busy. So yeah,
I don't know what hiatus means.
I figure that, Mason.
Mason, so, well, this is going to be the Urban Dictionary episode.
We, as a company, we all stubbed our toe, and
it
now
could
we're back.
Just be a dictionary episode, and I'm pretty sure that would be enough.
We, as a company, stubbed our toe, but now we're back.
Yep, we did. Yay. We did. So, I am your host, Stefan. Joining me today, we have Brandon. We have Mason. We're not doing the podcast.
This is podcast number what?
I don't know. I forgot to go and check because honestly, until like,
let me see,
maybe about an hour ago, I was still kind of like, well, maybe people will be ready for doing the podcast, or we're gonna wind up doing more spooky stuff, which I'm not at all.
Well, we can
for.
Do more spooky. After this. It's Scare Stefan month on YouTube, by the way.
We don't okay. need to. We,
well, it's, yeah, it was like, it's you know, this weekend was kind of anniversary for Caden and for myself, not with each other, with our
congratulations
significant others. So it's kind of been more of a who's going to be available.
Yeah.
And this week I ate an entire family size of double stuffed Oreos in 2 days.
Now, did you melt these again, or
not this time? It's always delicious when you do, though.
Mason, was this a mission before you started consuming them, or was this something that you started consuming them and went, you know what, I'm just gonna keep on going with this adventure?
Well, I was making double baked potatoes, and what should have taken an hour and a half took 4 hours. I was really hungry, so just one Oreo in, and before I knew it, they were gone.
I get, okay, I do kind of get that, because, like, during these really messed up COVID times, I've hit my, like, I'm not hungry. I don't really feel like eating. And then all of a sudden I look down and an entire bag of, like, Chips Ahoy is gone in front of me. And I'm like, they disappeared in my tummy.
The one-footed boogeyman came and swiped him.
Yeah, why does he gotta have 1 foot? Why does he have to have 1 foot?
I don't know. He's got a hop. That was just a family legend we had. It was the explanation for why we only could find one sock, because he stole the other one.
You've heard of the dryer ate it, right?
I haven't.
That's why there's so much lint when you have to clean that out between each use.
That just like a spaghetti noodle, just an entire sock.
No. Brandon, are you about to start dropping some more appliance knowledge right now?
Yo, dog, we going straight appliance up here with Brandon.
Well, if you use the wrong stuff, your clothes break down. They're not invulnerable.
What are you trying to hide? What what weird fabric company do you work for? We're clothing conglomerate that you're trying to cover for, dude.
Is it the same one as the dishwasher one?
Buy your merch at thecrackedbrain.com.
Can we please make a Bob the Builder, but it's Brandon? Brandon Appliance Man.
Okay, no. Now I'm tracking what you're saying.
I'm here to lay down some pipe.
Congratulations.
Oh, Mason. Go on your Google search and type in, I'm here to lay down some pipe.
I'm really not going to. I don't know how to express that enough. I'm good.
Suck it down, pipe.
God. Like a sword swallower, except like PVC. PVC.
Yeah, it's round. Definitely, it's definitely round. Stuff comes, right, fluid flows through it.
You need to stop, all right? Because this is the same man that if I use the word pole smoker, he has no idea what that means.
Pole smoker.
See.
Like, do you like cook the pole?
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? This is why I love you, Mason. This is why I've missed you for weeks.
Is this what everyone wanted? Me to look like an idiot trying to figure out what a pole smoker is?
Apparently. You can stop that right now. Brandon's got a weird zombie hand coming over towards the...
Fixing this PVC pipe for the ghoul, like the 8-foot ghoul I put in front of my yard for October.
There's a lot to that. I would like to have questions.
There used to be like a bunch of twine wrapped around it, but like the wrist had broken because last year he fell over a lot with a lot of wind and storm.
He drew too much.
And I spray painted his PVC arms black so it doesn't look so bad. So I'm going to rebuild my 8-foot ghoul because, I don't have $300 to buy a 16-foot skeleton from Home Depot.
I had that skeleton. Someone put a mask on him.
See, that's scary. His eyes light up and move around though, because like LED screens, huh?
Yeah, but he was a lot less scary when he had a little kitten smile anime face mask that someone put on him. It's seriously like you could put your lunch in that thing. It was a huge mask.
Siobhan doesn't like what I'm doing with this.
I'm assuming it's to Brandon and not me.
Yeah, why would anyone flip you off, Mason?
There's lots of reasons. A lot of people don't like me.
Well, then we're going to have to go stomp on their testicles and drive away with their ankles tied behind the wheel.
Ever since I smoked that pipe that was the supporting beam to the community center, no one's liked Mason.
Mason, you have no idea what that means.
The word right? Can I get it in a sentence?
Yeah. You used it, but it's not you. We know it's not you. It's,
I don't know what's happening. No, yeah, a lot of people don't like me. It's pretty neat.
as I said, we're going to smash their testicles and drag them behind the vehicular. It's going to be the exact same scene as ending scene of The Punisher, where he gets dragged behind in the car.
Why are we smashing testicles? So, we don't need to do this.
Because they are cupcake.
What? Aw, I'm a cupcake. Delightful.
You mean cinnamon roll?
Mmm.
Cupcake is what came out first.
A cinnamon roll has more frosting on it, and now you got a cupcake. A cinna cake. A cup cinna. Cinna cup.
Y'all need help. Y'all definitely need help. And
I need help? What about... Why can't it just be one of us?
Like you.
Because it's both of y'all. It's both of y'all. All right, we've been now talking for the last 10 minutes about God knows what right now.
Is it been 10
I'm
minutes?
Just going to say it's maybe, well, less for the podcast, more for just us yammering on before the podcast. But no, y'all just getting loose and nuts over there. Don't you shine that UV light over here.
So all right. I've been reading the Grimm Adventures, the original one, and that is
Billy
dark.
And Mandy?
Was that? Say that again.
You're welcome, Brandon. You're welcome.
He said of Bill and Mandy. Oh,
I love that show. No, the Grimm fairy tales. And there's one scene where a girl like impostures as a princess, so they put her in a barrel full of nails and just drag her behind with a horse. I was like, these are dark.
Yeah, they're very dark. They're not like the simple, oh, let's go down to the river and do the hanky-panky.
I mean, they do that, but then they get eaten by a cannibal. A lot of cannibals in the fairy tales, I've noticed.
They're not monsters eating people, it's just the village is eating their own.
No, there's monsters, but I've noticed there's more cannibals eating people than there are monsters. A lot of the monsters just threaten, and then they're like, oh, well, if you give me your daughter, we'll call it even.
So what you're saying, the real monster is ourselves.
I think it has been since there's been two people. Ever since there's been two people, I'm pretty sure it's been us. And ever since there's been three people, there was a conspiracy against the third.
I worry about each of you. I really do. This hiatus has not been good to your brains.
Not the Mason at all. He's been in isolation so much.
I mean, I was in isolation before this.
And it still wasn't good for you, man. It still wasn't good for you.
Was it? This is the most human interaction I get. We're doing it over Discord.
Well, since we are kind of barely talking about, you know, like stuff that's gone on, give me some updates, y'all. What have y'all been going through? I'll start with. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I start with Brandon.
No, shut your face, Mason.
I have to
go.
Think of stuff.
So. I've been watching Cowboy Bebop. I've never seen it before. I absolutely love it.
I love the doggy.
I do love the doggy. I kind of wish she was in it more. But how the heck there's not more jazz in anime, I don't know. But it needs to be a thing.
One of my friends, old-time friends, she got a tramp stamp of that dog. It was huge. So she ended up winning the contest and getting it removed. But yeah.
Wait a second. She won a contest
to get it removed.
Then,
like,
okay.
No. She got the tattoo, but the contest was a tattoo removal.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. For a second, I seriously thought that the contest was like, go get this, go get the tattoo of your dreams, okay? And then we're also going to remove it from you because this was a bad idea. Like,
very bad.
The contest itself was going like, yeah, awesome. And then, oh, you're a moron.
Yeah.
I've also been reading Berserk, the original manga. That's pretty dark. So, that's neat.
Are you realizing how dark everything is, Mason?
Everything's just dark. Where the heck have I been for 23 years? Has it always been like this?
Do you know what's going on in the world right now?
I'm reading Berserk and watching Cowboy Bebop. I thought we just went over this.
That's okay. The extent of his world knowledge.
Mason, you should go find this YouTube channel, Michael Cthulhu. He makes big swords. He's made a couple of the swords from Berserk. You would like it.
I have a letter opener. That's the Black Swordsman sword. It's amazing. It's like as big as my finger. It's neat.
Which finger?
The biggest one. Stefan's got the right idea. Man, your finger looks like it's well exercised, so you use it a lot.
Who are you talking to? Both of us are doing the same thing.
Yes, I'm talking to both of you.
So Mason's been on a Berserk and Cowboy Bebop trend.
Yay.
All right. Brandon, do you have anything to contribute? Yeah.
So I've been, the third season of Sword Art Online came on Netflix. I know you don't like it. I like Sword Art Online. So I've been watching it, and I watched a little bit at Carly's, and she's like, I didn't know you like Sword Art Online. And I looked at her really puzzling, and he says, one of your favorite cosplays is from Sword Art Online. And she's like, what? I'm like, Commander Heathcliff. Oh, I didn't know it was from Sword Art Online.
Commander Heathcliff, is that he's all in red armor? Yes. I think he has long hair.
Yes, I need to, I want to redo him, because before it was all in EVA foam, and then I tried this new experiment where you coat the EVA foam in epoxy. Resin. And gave it kind of like a nice, it was a kind of a trend after I did it. People tried it. There's pros and cons. It keeps the EVA nice and solid. But there's, pros and cons. It gives a nice marble. But now I want to 3D print it, so I need to model him completely from head to toe. Yeah. And I don't want to do that.
You're speaking now, words in English that I understand.
Now, please continue. Correct me if I'm right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
If you're right, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm right, too. Season 3 was that Gun Gale or
no, that's in season 2. Like, they break up.
That's like a long freaking season.
So season 1 is the original Einkrad, and then the second half is the fairy tale or the fairies things, and then season 2 is Gun Gale Online, and then the last part is
the Elysiaization.
Is the that one sword, I can't remember it, and then this one chick too.
Yeah, so. Elysiaization.
At least that's season 3. So season 2 is like the sword of Excalibur. That's what it is.
I watched Sword Art Online. Yeah. I liked it, but after I got through Gun Gale, I just kind of fell out of it. I don't know if I'll ever start it up again, but I don't know why I stopped watching it. I don't have a reason.
Well, the last half of season 2 is pretty bad. Stefan, what's so wrong with season 3?
There's a lot wrong with season 3. But other than the fact that just like it's... Sword Art Online, the way I have to go and describe it now is it has a pacing worse than Dragon Ball Z. And Dragon Ball Z's pacing was really bad. Okay. I'm not saying the story isn't great. It's not. But I'm just saying the pacing is really, really, really rough. Did I watch all of Elysiaization? Yes, I did. Did I enjoy it? Not really, but I still watched it.
Yeah, sometimes I have to sit and I was like, oh, look, we can edit some videos while we're watching through the boring parts.
Stefan, you have this amazing ability where you go to say something and then you correct yourself and then you re-correct yourself to what was worse than what you were trying to correct.
Mason, I don't know. Stop psychoanalyzing me, all right? I don't appreciate it. You shouldn't do it. You're not qualified. Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm not qualified for anything.
See? See? All right, know your bounds.
I was just saying I liked it.
And then we all question Brandon because we don't know what the hell he's doing right now.
Talking about psychoanalyzing.
Yeah. You don't psychoanalyze me. You will confuse me faster than a tortoise in a...
Go ahead.
Gymnasium.
A tortoise on a fence post?
Uh-oh, I lost you guys. Why is the tortoise on the fence post?
You haven't heard that? It might actually be a turtle. If you ever see a turtle on a fence post, you know he didn't get there by himself. I think that's what it is.
Okay, well, that one makes sense.
I didn't miss this part. I didn't miss this part of the podcast at all. So,
well, you mean the podcast?
Yeah. Stefan, what have you been doing this week?
Yeah, Vet Cave.
You just say Fat Cave?
No, Vet, because that's what your shirt says.
Yeah, okay, that
he's
is
reading
what my
shirt just says Vet Cave.
Yeah. Let's see. This week has basically been like a whole lot of getting like stuff done for the pest control business that I actually started, which I guess that's a completely new announcement since our last podcast, but yeah, like I actually had to start a pest control business. So
Stefan
did
the
that.
Exterminator.
Yeah, apparently. So, you know, got that going and then still been going out over to Delta for a bunch of other stuff. Like going out to Delta is now like its own weird brand of like scary and crazy and also kind of fun. Where it's like fun because I'm making friends out over there, which is great. Scary because, well, you know, it's an area that really loves a particular person in power that I don't quite agree with.
Queen Elizabeth.
Absolutely just sure. Okay, so sometimes when I'm out over there, like, yeah, stuff just, it happens. Like, there was one point a couple of weeks ago where there's, butcher shop that has its own, like, burger shop next to it and whatnot. I walk in through the door, okay, and all of a sudden, like, if music was playing, it stopped, okay, and everyone stopped to look at me and just go, like, you're not from around here, are you? And it's just like, nope. Nope, and I don't want to be in here anymore at all and whatnot. So it was crazy. It was very uncomfortable. But even so, like, the area itself is still pretty cool. So did that and then also went camping with the family. Camping's fun.
Bears did not get you.
No bears got us and whatnot. My boys did, like, a lot better than I thought they would. Tiff was absolutely freaked out by wind. It was an amazing time.
Really? Did you think the tent was going to fly away?
No, it was the fact that, like, as soon as like, all the sun went down and it was just, like, pitch black at night, the wind just kind of... It was going a bit, I'll admit. It was going kind of rough and whatnot. But, no, she just was not having it for the first, like, two nights. She's just like, the wind... I swear to God, what was that? What was that? And I'm like, the wind? Okay, what was that? The wind. Do you think something's going to get us? Nope. Well, how do you know that? Because there's dogs around over here, and if the dogs start barking, then we can start, you know, figuring stuff out. But if dogs don't bark,
they're gonna
we're good.
Bark at the squirrel.
And which is another thing that happened.
Okay. I mean, if a squirrel tries to come in into their tent and get them, the dogs will let them know.
Like I said, it was something where any sound that kind of that made itself present, there was a question behind it. I slept decently, but then I also threw out my shoulder in that same trip. So don't do that.
While you were sleeping?
Were you throwing rocks at squirrels?
No, Mason was right. I actually threw my shoulder out sleeping. I rolled over aggressively and threw my shoulder out.
Rolled over aggressively. This is Stefan Watson's story.
It was not a proud moment, and my left shoulder still hurts a lot.
Here,
so
let me massage it.
We don't talk about this.
That's amazing.
I hate getting old. I really don't like getting old.
I feel terrible for laughing, but...
Shut up, Brandon.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I've started walking around with a cane.
Like,
okay, but are you doing style, or? Are you doing it to be awesome, or are you just doing it because, well, you now need the cane?
Just to help my back.
Gotcha.
And to be awesome. Because it's a dragon cane.
Is there a blade inside of it?
I removed the blade so I don't get arrested.
You freaking guy!
the blade is like, I don't know, like 2 feet long.
Hey, but now you've got an extra pocket. Because the blade is gone. Now you have a little slot in the scabbard. You could put like root beer in there and just take off the handle and take a little sip.
I'm pretty sure that there's also polish inside there, so I don't think he's going to want to eat or drink anything that's inside that pocket, Mason.
A scabbard pocket. Another terrible parent name.
Did you just say parent name?
I meant to say band name, but my B's are a little P.
Oh, I took it as band, but I wasn't listening to every word.
I'm
not letting that go. I'm not letting that go. Look, parent you mess name. Up in front of me, you bad things happen.
Okay. What?
Oh, shit. Like, I just got a note that my old boss at my last job just got tested positive for COVID.
Sorry, old boss. That
so, Durden's Appliance is now kind of shut down, I bet.
Yeah, tell probably. Tell him to get a cane. Probably.
Get a cane? No, he's like 23. He don't need a cane.
We could be friends. We're the same age.
Silence. Just silence.
No. Yeah, that kind of sucks. I'm kind of, shutting down deliveries. Yeah. Oh, they're still making my replacement work in the warehouse all week, but they're shutting down deliveries till Wednesday, which apparently, 2 days of no deliveries is perfect for everyone not spraying the sickness.
I'm going to assume your replacement's name is Brandon, too.
No, his name is Zach.
Oh.
And I'm assuming that you're not bitter at all about this for some insane reason because you don't work there anymore?
No, I knew it was going to happen, I'm not surprised at all how they're just like, nope, we're going to keep going.
That you're not bitter that you still get their emails?
Actually, freaking the vendors, like, were still calling me for deliveries. It was like, get my number off. I don't work there anymore.
Lose my number.
Yeah, I told them. I says, you're going to start paying me for these calls.
You really want, like, 2 cents to be able to come over inside the mail? Look, all right, I've seen and gotten a few royalty checks like that. It's borderline demeaning, all right? They're like 3 cents.
What check am I going to do with more, this? Check is worth more than the
exactly. actual amount.
I'm gonna frame a 3 cent check. If anyone ever sends it to me, I'm going to frame it on my wall. This was the time I got paid for 3 cents.
No,
I
gave him my 2 cents.
I can pay Mason 3 cents and he'll frame it. I am an awesome boss. He'll be the most
paid person in Crack Brain.
Okay.
I guess he actually would.
Yay.
Oh, I was like, man.
So, Stefan.
No.
We recorded
so positive that one.
Something, what was it last week we recorded Distraint?
I hate that game.
So, the guys, I've said before in this thing is Scare Stefan month. We're not gonna do it every every video this month. Just like once a week.
I hate October.
Yeah, I know. But we played Distraint, and it had some creepy music and just creepy images. And probably the worst one is at the very end. So you guys have to watch the whole thing.
I was not expecting that, and I just
Have you had any nightmares, daymares, or? What's your reflection on the after this game?
So here's what I haven't enjoyed, okay, is since playing that game, on my way home from Delta, usually I'm coming home, and it's really, 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 really dark, okay? And it's a one road highway thing and whatnot, and it goes on for at least, 50 miles. No lights, no nothing, just out in the middle of the desert, twisty, windy road. So I'm used to making this trip now. Most of the time, it doesn't really freak me out. Sometimes I'll even get out of the car just so that way I can look up at the stars.
You're taking a piss during that, aren't you?
It sometimes. All right. This particular time, driving, thinking everything is completely fine. All of a sudden, I hit a pothole. Don't know where it really came from because I don't remember it from the week before, but oh well. Hit the pothole, all of a sudden things start rumbling. Well, the same stupid rumbling sound is the one from the doggone elephant that runs behind and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, that's a coincidence. Then I look over inside the rearview mirror, and there's a reddish thing bopping up and down behind the car, maybe by 50 feet. And all of a sudden, my brain starts going nope, this isn't happening. This is not happening. It's not doing a single thing. So I start going a little faster. And this thing starts going a little faster, too, because it's not leaving the area. So I'm sitting there, subtly freaking out, just going, I see, this wispy, runny red thing and whatnot, and it's behind me, and I'm losing my mind, and I don't know what the heck is going on. So I'm sitting there, and I'm still trying to go. I'm going now at least 100 miles per hour, slightly freaking out, but not totally losing my mind, okay? But still just sort of like, I'm going to lose this thing. I'm going to lose this thing. It is a mission. I'm not going out like this. No, okay? No. But the rumbling is still kind of going on. The car's shaking a little bit. It's got a little bit of a messed up tire, but whatever. Okay. But I still hear the and whatnot. I'm just losing my mind. Finally, there's a stretch where you get to, it's like a power plant or something like that, or like a construction plant and whatnot. But they actually have quite a few lights out over there. So I'm just like, all right, fine, whatever this is going to be, I'm going to drive past it, I'm going to wait 2 seconds, and then all of a sudden, I'll know exactly what the heck this is, because it's freaking me the hell out. So all of a sudden, I'm getting over to the lights, and I'm just getting happy, and I'm just going like, I'm going to know what it is, I'm going to stop freaking out, it's going to be awesome. Okay, whatever this thing is I'm just going to burn it in the dust, and it's going to be great. Finally get up towards the light, look over in the rearview mirror, and for a flash, split second, I see a red, stupid red shiny balloon. And then back to the little wavy thing. So I was freaked out for about 50 miles, nearly pissing my pants, because there was a balloon stuck to the back of my vehicle and just had enough of a string onto it that I seriously thought that it was some other entity running and chasing me back down behind my vehicle. I'm not proud of these moments.
I would be, if once I discovered it was a balloon, I would be more freaked out.
I mean, look, people get scared of Pennywise.
Yes. Pennywise. That's even scarier than that elephant.
Guess who didn't make that connection until just right now? And guess who's glad that they didn't make that connection?
Good thing you didn't open the trunk.
Just
yeah, he's scared. He's Stefan Month.
That's even worse. You're so scared of this elephant or entity. It could have been, a UFO traveling your rear. And then Pennywise, fear itself. But he knew how to defeat Pennywise with confidence
in the light.
Is there such a thing as confident peeing?
Yes, there is such a thing as confident peeing. You want to know? Let's go back to Level Up 2019. You were in the urinal going.
Oh,
two people came in.
No, we don't need to go back over the story. I've told her enough.
Two people came in and peed on either side of you, and what did they say? Nice stream.
Nope, that wasn't confident peeing. That was just straight up, like, that was fear pee. That was 100% fear pee. It just happened to go on for a really long time. Okay, it was it was awkward pee. All right, awkward pee is what that was.
That was pee plus ultra.
Yep.
Next time you pee, I want you to scream plus ultra.
People look at you weird, trust me.
Stop setting standards over on my pee. Don't you limit me like that. Don't you give me free reign as
you
well.
You
gotta
break
all right?
those limits. That's the whole point of plus ultra is to break limits.
Nope. I don't need a box to be able to go in and hide in all my pee, and I don't need free reign and open spaces to be able to go and pee. I just need the confidence to know that I can do my business my own self. All right, you stop putting that pressure on me, all right?
Do you need a cola?
Yeah, well, I mean...
I can massage your neck while you're going if you're having troubles going pee.
Don't need that second part.
He's having problems going pee, and that's why you say don't put pressure on me, because
it's
making it worse. He just needs a cold soda or a massage his neck.
I pee with the best of them, all right? All right. I've got gymnastics coach pee, all right? That is just one straight stream of clear greatness. All right, you need to cut that out.
Okay, back to the balloon.
Why?
When you discovered it was a balloon... What was happening next?
Oh, I got really pissed off at myself and just kept on driving. All right, I didn't stop to get out of the car. No.
Did the balloon follow you home?
Well, it made it till like there's one town at the end of that road, Nephi.
I was gonna say Derry.
No, I got to the end of that road, got to Nephi, took out the balloon, threw it over in the trash, got back inside the car, kept on going. All right. I was not about to go driving down the rest of the I-15 going like, I got a lollipop and a red balloon. All right. Just nope.
Oh, I want to think of that.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm doing
children,
it all
if you're
for
being
you.
Chased by a clown, drive it over. This is what Stefan has taught us.
I mean, yeah. I'd look, with the exception of Matazon Can-Can, okay, great friend of the podcast. All right, anyone else that dresses up as a clown in front of my face, I'm just telling you right now, there will be the sounds of speed bumps going over inside my vehicle.
I think Miss Moody does it too.
But she does like scary stuff. I'm saying like real clown. Yeah, well, I mean, unnerving. Definitely
Stefan's
unnerving.
Talking like traditional clown.
Yeah, I'm talking about actually trained clown. All right, Maddie, love you. All right, you keep doing your thing and keep fighting that fight. Everybody else, don't you walk up in front of me dressed as a clown. Just don't do it.
When is the next CB birthday? I'm going to hire a clown for it.
That's a good question. Oh, most of us are all inside the summer, so.
I'm spring.
Yeah. What about summer?
most of the CB birthdays are all in the summer.
Carly's is next month.
Okay, so then odds are it's Carly. Yeah,
she's the weird one. Yeah.
What?
Mason asked the question as far as when was the next CB birthday. All right. God, you're slow. You're old.
Brandon, wasn't paying attention.
I know you weren't.
Brandon, you've been recording with us this whole time. Where did you go? Mentally.
Dude, you've seen I haven't moved unless someone possessed my body and then I went off somewhere and there was a dummy sitting here.
And then you went to go stick a red balloon on someone's car we won't name?
Don't you do that.
I'm giving some good ideas right now. I need to go get some red balloons.
Don't you put that bad juju on me.
I can't go get them at the dollar store. They say there's a shortage on helium. Don't
you
put that
bad juju on me. All right, I'll knock you one. All right, I'll put you so far in the dirt. All right, you'll just be seeing earthworms and whatnot for the rest of your goddamn life. All right, they'll be your best friends and your grandma. All right, don't you do that to me.
99 red balloons.
Stefan, that was impressive.
Keep them to yourself.
Stefan, I've never heard you talk that fast. That was impressive.
Yes, you have, Mason.
You have. You chews 100%. Me out all the time.
Have I? Are you sure it was me? There's a lot of people who look like me.
No, trust me, Mason. Usually, I'm always like this around Brandon, too. All right?
So because I antagonize him. That is how we get things.
Yeah. So.
Would that make Stefan the protagonist?
See, he wasn't even paying attention. He wasn't.
No, he's
even
not the
attention.
Protagonist. I'm the. He's the victim.
So that we have an antagonist and a victim. All right, good start.
Beat you just with something. I don't even know what. I'm as soon as I'm finished with the locust helmet, I'm gonna beat you with it. All right.
So. Speaking of which, Stefan, how has your 3D printer adventures been going?
It's going by all right.
Yeah.
So I am now at 3D printer number
Quatro.
Five.
Cinco, huh?
Yeah, this is number five. Okay, because number four. Okay, there's number one. Number one that arrived broken. Then there was number two that did actually work and kept going for a long time that had the extruder problem. Then there was number three that they sent out that also had an extruder problem. There was number four, which was about a month ago. And that one, I can't remember.
Was the extruder again?
It was, no, it wasn't the extruder, it was the,
motor.
It was the motor, stuck? It was the motor and the sidestepper module, the X-axis module. Okay, so yeah, now I'm on number five. Number five is working pretty all right.
Number five.
I thought that I was going to have to bring number five back in, because I did the first print. Rather than doing like their little tests and whatnot, I had a Falchion sword print from Space
Props.
Space City Props. And he had sent me out because I'd commissioned this from a while ago. I'll probably have to bump up the size because I want it just a little bit bigger. But
that's what she said.
Yup. But it's something where it did that print. Totally fine. It was great. And then I started trying to work some of the parts for Locust's helmet. And I was using all my old files and whatnot, kept on going with it. And then started noticing that the actual filament would get stuck and then like twisted inside the extruder module and whatnot, like along the actual kind of like grinding, that little grind.
The grip part. Wheel, I call it.
Yeah. So it kept on getting like stuck right around over there. And the first time I was like, I have no idea why
this
is happening.
It's the filament extruder speed.
No, it wasn't the speed. It was the heat.
It was too cold. Yeah, like that's the thing. It's like,
no, it was too hot.
Then it wouldn't curl around.
So basically what had started happening is that the nozzle temperature was set at 240 degrees.
And ooh, remember, okay, that's way, way too hot.
Yeah, so it's hot, but remember, mine's also enclosed, and I'm using PLA. So what was basically happening is that it was softening up as soon as it was getting into the extruder, which normally isn't a horrendous problem, but it was too soft, and it basically kept on grabbing and whatnot. So not only did I have to clear out all the blockages, I had to go and set all the temperatures back down to like 215. Okay, so that way I was working with PLA and whatnot. Because before, I had been using PETG. So yeah. Now, right now, we're good, we're printing, we're on the bottom part, the front bottom part of Locus's helmet, and we're about 5 hours in, and it's printing just fine. And I am only planning on using PLA or PLA Plus on this printer.
Victory! So,
yeah.
If you get another printer, then you'll have enough for a Pokemon team.
Okay, but here's the thing, is I have to constantly turn the printers back in. It's not like I get to just keep a broken printer. So
That makes sense.
Yeah, so the only thing that I'm actually kind of bummed that I kept on doing is every time that they would send out a new printer, I would give them back the filament that they had sent with it. So I was just like, oh, it didn't occur to me until this last time when I was just like, I could have been sitting on at least like three more half spools of printer PLA filament if I had just held on to it, because like Monoprice, they have none in stock. Amazon does have a couple Monoprice filaments in, which I just ordered today. But yeah, like I it's a thing. But anyway, I am back to printing. We'll see for how long. My goal is just to finish Locus's damn helmet and then to keep on going from there, because it my goal is still to have this thing done for an RTX. I don't know when it will be, but I want it to happen.
Don't worry. If it makes you feel better, like, started it up again on my Mando, then I stopped again.
Can I get a hat? I want someone to 3D print me a hat.
That'd be very uncomfortable. You don't want a 3D printed hat. You don't want a 3D printed hat.
That'd be very uncomfortable.
What if it was like a baseball hat?
Again, still very, very uncomfortable. Like, even if we put padding on the inside of it, it's not going to feel like a good hat. And do you want to have a hat that can shatter?
Well, like a cracked brain? If he's being attacked, he could take it off and hit someone with it.
I could. I could carry a cane a red where balloon I don't chasing keep the blade them. In it and then splash root beer on somebody.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to warrant any of that.
Why would you waste root beer, Mason?
That's where he went with it, of course.
You could turn it around and make a root beer float out of the hat, but it might be all sweaty and gross.
Common problem.
Sweaty. How is that a common float? Problem? No one else has that problem.
I don't know. I really don't.
Okay, Brandon, you saw a picture that Carly that she had sent to you over on Facebook, right?
Did I get it too?
No, it's just that. Okay, because basically it's Goku, but he looks wrong.
Oh, no, she did that yesterday.
So wrong.
Yeah, do you read the... So it's Goku, and it looks like a certain King of Pop. And what does the line say? Kamehame, hee-hee!
I'm telling you right now, like, it does look like that, but it also looks like, you know, like a stenographer from like, a court hearing and whatnot. It seriously looks like they would just be sitting over inside there just going like... Okay, yeah, so there we go. And this guy, this is what he would look like in real life and whatnot. Okay, I see that. I'm just going like, okay, all right, Goku's finally going to crime, you know, or he's finally, like, having to deal with all the almost sexual harassment that he had always done, or the child abandonment, all right?
What did he look like? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. It looks like a police sketch artist drawing...
Yeah, yep. It looks like Michael Jackson mixed with Goku and,
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, that's what the King of Pop is. Look at show him the picture again, Stefan.
Oh, man, well, I saw the picture, but I didn't get Michael Jackson vibe.
You don't see Michael Jackson from it?
You don't see Michael Jackson from it? I'll make sure to put this as... I'm gonna put this as the show...
I guess I do now that you mention it.
Here, let me I wouldn't put have a picture thought that of Michael Jackson, though. Okay?
Also, I didn't know he was the King of Pop.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you know the most played song? Okay, Mason. Let me put that picture. Okay, Mason.
Oh, now I see it.
So, the most played song ever is Thriller, which is perfect for this month. Alexa. No, I'm not going to play it. You got us flagged already. Unplug you.
Yeah,
please. I was going to say.
We're finally back for an episode. Let's not immediately.
I don't like copyright problems. They hurt.
You don't have to deal with the copyright problems. I do.
Yeah,
they come in and break your knees. Brandon does.
And I've been getting away with a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah, you have.
And I don't care, Brandon.
All right, for anyone that hasn't really been watching the videos and whatnot, what Brandon has been doing as far as putting in like clips of other movies and whatnot, I have started trying to think of different lines to say. I'm just like, I'm just going to go and put this in there because I just want to see the clip. Even if it doesn't apply to whatever is being said, I just want to see the clip.
I think the best one was, it's getting sporty. And I put a clip of They Were Soldiers, and your wife was watching it, and then she thought it went to commercial. Because it's like a 30-second-long clip of this guy charging with a bayonet. And Mel Gibson shoots him and is like, it's getting pretty sporty down here. And I said that because we were playing a game. It was a Halo?
Yeah. I think it was
Halo, and it was just, there was a lot of people to shoot, and I said it's getting pretty sporty.
I haven't seen that movie.
We were soldiers. We Were Soldiers. That's good. It's from Mel Gibson about this battle in Vietnam.
Is Mel Gibson the one who's Mad Max is in the latest movie?
No, in the old movies.
Oh, in the old movies. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, like he was in Patriot.
Oh, haven't seen it.
He was in Signs.
Nope. Wait, was Signs the one with the kid? And like, no, that's Sixth Sense.
That was Bruce Willis, but same director. Swing away.
Yeah, Stefan, I don't know what that swing was.
It's from Signs. Signs is the one where, like, they live on a farm and they start getting crop circles. Uh-oh. They're trying to figure out. It's got Joaquin Phoenix.
This doesn't sound like a movie Stefan would
watch. Joaquin Phoenix.
I swear to God.
I always do bad on his name.
Does not sound like a movie Stefan would want to watch.
No, he won't watch Signs. He's never seen anything of M. Night Shyamalan's.
I have seen Signs, all right? I've seen Signs. I know all about the doggone water. Okay, it's one of those where I've seen the doggone movie and whatnot. That whole thing where it walks in front of the doggone little video and whatnot. Pissed my pants first time I ever saw it. All right, yes, I have seen the doggone movie. All right, say what? Say what?
Do you keep water next to your bed?
No, I don't.
I do.
Can we get a remixer to make a song out of all the time Stefan, like, almost raps?
He raps all the time. I'm sitting here. What was it? I'm like going through the first draft of Left 4 Dead, and he's sitting there just singing this whole time.
I can't even remember what I was singing.
I'm not cutting much out of this video. So, if you've got an hour to kill,
was I in there?
No.
No. It was me, Brandon, and
Caden.
Yeah, that game was not nearly as scary as I thought it was gonna be and whatnot, which I'm glad for, because like so far this scare Stefan has been a good mix of like not scary and scary. All right, so it's one of those where like if we keep the not scary coming.
Well, how about this? Tomorrow we'll do a Let's Watch tomorrow, and we're going to play Homesick.
No.
Haven't heard of it.
I don't want to.
We're going to do that, Mason.
I don't want to. And Mason's suggestion, hell no.
his suggestion is like a cute little thing.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It's so cute that it makes you crap your pants.
No, it didn't. Okay, all right. That doggone little the little spoopy thing and whatnot. When all of a sudden he goes serial killer ish and you get that little weird eye thing and the little smile and keeps on following you around with a knife. Okay, yes, I've now played the game. Okay, just as a prerequisite to kind of help get myself ready for it. Shouldn't have done it. Really shouldn't have done it. Okay, so no, it's one of those where I really don't want to play the gosh damn game anymore and whatnot. I don't care about any of these doggone clues. All right, that stupid guy following you around with the doggone knife and whatnot. All I want him to do is just go and take me out because I just can't do it. All right, my heart just hurt. Just done. All right.
Wait, have you already played this game?
Yeah, like 15, 20 minutes of it.
Wow, you didn't record it? That's a new record.
No, I didn't record it. It was basically it was trying to like
that bored.
I was trying to like train and whatnot. So my thought was maybe if I train for playing that particular game, I'd be good. Nope.
Did you confidence pee after you played it?
Didn't confidence pee out of nothing. All right, there was a whole lot of fear pee. There was a whole no. There was pee. Trust me, there was pee. Okay, a whole lot of fear pee. A whole lot of I'm scared of every sound that's coming around pee. And then giggling. Anyone that giggles around me, you're just gonna get kicked in the face. That's it.
I'm a giggler.
All right. There's a little girl and whatnot. And she kind of giggles every now and then. One of the reasons why I really, really didn't like the whole witch thing over in Left 4 Dead. All right, I'm telling you right now, you giggle around me, you're gonna get kicked in the face.
The witch doesn't giggle in Left 4 Dead.
She cries. All right, she cries.
That's the complete opposite of giggle.
It's in the same octave. All right, it's a vocal register that is very similar. All right, you need to stop. You need to stop.
What's the Stefan diet? Anyone who giggles around you, you kick them in the face. That's how you lose weight. Neat.
Don't do it with a red balloon.
Yep. So. We are getting ready to go and come up over on time. Yes, because I think are we actually trying to record anything tonight, or are we just fun time? Can we just have fun time? Let's play Among Us. Let's play Among Us.
Everyone loves Among Us.
Let's play Among Us. I know Brandon doesn't want to because he needs videos to go over on the channel, and I just don't wanna. I don't wanna. It's already dark outside.
We'll do two videos tomorrow.
Wait.
If I have a long day at work tomorrow, then we'll just do one. I might have a long day tomorrow.
What if we record now and then also record tomorrow and then also play Among Us?
Mason, you shut your goddamn mouth.
We're not doing that much. I can't be up that late. I gotta get up early.
You don't say a doggone word, Mason. I swear to God, I love you to death, but I'll kick you straight in your teethesis.
Oh, I just got my teeth shined.
Yeah. What?
And yeah, come on, guys. Just like Riddick, he got his eyes, his retina shined.
No,
he got his teeth shined.
That's not what.
Tis a thing.
Can you shine an eyeball?
Yeah, watch Chronicles of Riddick or Pitch Black or Dark Fury or Riddick.
Yeah, and this has been Brandon with your daily stuff to know.
Yep.
You can shine your eyeballs.
So, like I said, that about does it for this week's podcast. I hope that we will remember and life won't kick us in the testicles again for next week. But you know, we'll definitely go and do it. Make sure that you guys go and check out the fun sponsor that is at the beginning of the podcast. Brandon knows a little bit about that one. So it's something where definitely go and put in your orders for that fantastic soap. All right. You'll hear me blabber on about it for the next few weeks. Okay. So yeah, get in your orders now and then, you know, and then we'll work from there. So until next time, people, we will talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, friends. I'm so lonely.